This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning, we're talking about shrubs and trees that will grow in the shaded area. I know a lot of you have full shade or part shade, and you find it difficult to grow things because sometimes you walk into a nursery, you see something that's in bloom, and you like it so much that you don't ask, will this grow in the shade? And this morning, that's what I'm trying to do, is to give you some ideas of some of the plants that will do very, very well for you in that shade. One of my favorite is called Chinese witch hazel. It's a deciduous plant. It's going to lose its foliage during the winter, and it will grow from full sun to partial shade. And what you will love about this plant, first thing, it blooms the middle to the end of February. February, not April or May, but February, when there's snow on the ground. The flowers are yellow, and they're on the tips of all of the branches. And they look like little pieces of spaghetti, about 2 inches in length. But they bloom when there's still snow on the ground. So this is a very, very hardy plant. And can you imagine going out in February and this plant is in bloom for you? Well, the other thing that I like about this plant, we just got through New Year's, and I don't know, it's an old thing, but it's not something that you see every New Year's anymore. But there used to be a sound device that you would put in your mouth and you would blow in it when New Year's Eve came. It was to help bring in the New Year's with all kinds of noise and having a great old time. But this was a plastic mouthpiece with a tube of paper. And when you blew in it, it would unravel and would get to be probably 6-8 inches long. And when you took the pressure out of this paper cylinder, it would curl up. And you would blow and it would go out, release the pressure, and it would curl right back up. Well, this particular plant, the flower does the same thing. At night, the flower will curl right up, just like a piece of New Year's entertainment. And during the day, when the sun comes up, or it's not really, really cold, it will open right up, and the whole plant is bright yellow. So it's different, it's unique, and it's hardy in many, many places. So you think about it. Yellow blooming in February. There's no other shrub that will do that. And this is great. Now, another plant that's similar, but it stays permanent, it doesn't open and close, and it doesn't bloom until the spring, is called Forthagilla. And it's something that's growing in popularity. And I'll spell that for you. It's Forthagilla. Forthagilla. This is a mounding plant that can grow 3 to 4 feet tall, will grow very, very well in full sun to light shade. And the foliage is an oval leaf with all kinds of lines or veins running through it. But the flower is pure white, and it looks like a baby bottle brush. Long wire that you would push into the baby bottle to clean all of the milk or juice that was in there. Looks just like that bottle brush flower. And it's something fairly new. It's just coming into itself, and you're finding more and more people are planting it. But it's very easy to grow and a very unique flower. Instead of big petals, it's the spaghetti-type blossoms in a big bottle-shaped look to it. And it's wonderful. We've talked a little bit about the holly family. And one of my favorite hollies is something that you should all try. It is called Mahonia. And what makes it so unique is that it will start off with beautiful, beautiful, bright yellow flowers. And instead of making a red fruit like most hollies, this one makes blue to purple flowers. And the Mahonia is the Latin name. The English name is Oregon grape holly, because the fruit looks like clusters of blue grapes on it. And it's an evergreen plant. The leaves look similar to all of your holly leaves, but what makes it so different, each leaf on a holly is separate. The Oregon grape holly, you're going to have a series of leaves that makes a leaf. So they're called leaflets. And the Mahonia will have 5 to 7 of individual leaves on one stem, and it's called a leaflet. Very, very pretty. It's a plant that will grow 3 to 5 feet. It's something that you can prune. But the blue fruit on it in the fall of the year is really a great looking plant. But yellow, bright yellow flowers in the spring, and these dusty blue fruit in the fall and through the winter months. Now, one plant that I put in my Japanese garden, it's in the back of my house, so it doesn't get that much sun. And I wanted a ground cover type, like a low-growing juniper. And if you put juniper in the shade, they don't do very well. But there is a plant called Microbiota. And the English name is Siberian Carpet Cypress. And this is a very, very unique plant. Mine have been in there about 10 years. They're only about a foot tall, but they're about 3 feet wide. And very lacy, just like a juniper, but plumage, not tight. to the ground. Kind of a weeping center, but it looks like a juniper. And this particular one can grow in sun or shade. And the ones in my Japanese garden get a little bit of morning sun, a little bit of late in the day sun, and the rest of the day it's shaded by my garage, so it gets no midday sun on it. Very graceful looking, very unique, and if you'd like to have something, some type of a juniper type look, microbiota is a real nice one. Now, when spring gets here, one of the plants that they've done a lot of work is the Japanese pieris, or they have varieties called Mountain Fire. And Mountain Fire, what they have done is they have hybridized this type of evergreen plant. It used to be when the new growth came out, it was green, just like everything else. It produces a cluster of white flowers, look like tiny bells. But with the new hybrids, when the new growth comes out, it's red. Deep, deep red. With the white flowers, and when the white flowers go by and the foliage matures, it goes back to green. Absolutely beautiful. Pieris. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property, not sure what to plant, need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio, call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, the phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. This morning, I'm trying to give you some ideas for when spring gets here. I know some of you are starting to get cabin fever. It's time to put that away and start to think and plan out to do some landscaping. And I'm talking about some of the plants that will grow in the shady situation, from dense shade to partial shade. And one of the plants that I like, if you live, let's say, from Cape Cod down to Georgia on the East Coast, and you'd have to be in the middle part of the Midwest down, and then on the West Coast also, there is a plant called Skimmia. And it's spelled S-K-I-M-M-I-A. And Skimmia is like a dwarf holly. The leaves are oblong, kind of a point on the end, about 2 to 3 inches in length, an inch wide. It's an evergreen plant, but it only grows about a foot tall. Perfect condition, they'll get a little bit bigger. But they're in that 1 to 2 foot range for most people. And like the holly, you need to have a male and a female to get the red fruit. And one male will produce enough pollen for 5 females. So the plants will grow 2 to 3 feet wide. And what you would do is you would put the male in the middle. And on the 4 corners, you could put the female and use it as a beautiful, tall-growing ground cover. But beautiful red fruit, low-growing mound of foliage, and it's something that is really, really pretty in a Japanese garden, in a woodsy-type garden. Beautiful, beautiful plant. Now, if you like yews, the best of the yew family is the English yew for the shade. Now, your traditional spreading yew or upright yews in a shade situation, they're gonna open up. They won't stay thick and dense looking and full. But the English yew will do that for you. And that's hardy from the middle part of New England all the way down to the Carolinas. It will grow in sun. It will grow in light or partial or even full shade. It's an evergreen plant. It has a needle, a deep, deep green, similar to your Christmas tree, but very, very hardy plant that will give you some nice foliage during the winter months. It looks good with rhododendron, with azaleas, with your holly and your Japanese holly. Really a beautiful looking plant. Now, if you want a good ground cover for the shade, one of the best and the fastest growing is something called a juga. A-J-U-G-A, a juga. And it's fast growing, and it produces a spike of flowers about 3 to 5 inches in height. And the flowers can be pink, they can blue, they can be white. And a juga will come in straight green or in variegated varieties with green and white, blue and white, or pink and white. And it's a very aggressive ground cover. So if you've got a problem area and you're getting sun or a lot of shade and nothing will grow there and you see nothing but dirt, try a juga. And they grow fast. So you put them like a foot apart, and within 2 years, you cannot see the ground. They are evergreen, and they're very, very hardy. They'll grow in northern Maine, upper state New York, and even in Minnesota, where it really gets cold. Try it. Juga. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. We're talking about plants for the shade, and one of my favorite perennials for the shade is called a stilbe. And a stilbe comes in white, pink, red, and kind of a purplish, light purple color. It's hardy from Canada all the way to Florida. It loves partial shade, just light, or even full shade all day. Now, the flower looks like a plume, like a big feather. And it blooms in the middle part of the summer. The blossom will grow anywhere from 12 to 18 inches tall from the ground. So it's a nice, lacy plant that you can see right through with a lot of color for a shady garden. And it's something that is very easy to take care of. There's no major diseases or insects. And it's just lacy and delicate looking. Now, if you like something that's like the astilbe, but you want it to be bigger, and I mean bigger, there is a perennial called Goat's Beard. And it's just like the astilbe, but it grows 3 to 5 feet tall. Only comes in white, but when it's in bloom, you will notice it, and so will the neighbors and the traffic. It's that stunning. So astilbe, about 18 inches tall, and goat's beard that will get up 3 to 5 feet tall. Think about it for your garden for next spring. Nathan just told me we had a couple of callers. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first?
John in New Hampshire.
John from New Hampshire, good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Well, stay warm. I enjoy your show and I learn from it.
Thank you.
I have three questions. First one is a lilac, the top half of the leaf turns brown and curls in, and when you open it up, there's black powder in there, and sometimes you find find a little caterpillar, which is probably a moth. What is it? How do I get rid of it? One time you mentioned Bone-Eyed Captain Jack. Is that the best product?
Well, Captain Jack is a product that will take care of any insect that chews the foliage. So if you're getting the leaf rolls and there's a caterpillar on the inside, he's probably coming out during the daytime and feeding on surrounding foliage and then goes back in and he hides if he sees that there's going to be a problem. But they come out during the day, but they do the main feeding during the evening hours when it's dark. And Captain Jack will take care of it. It's a natural insecticide. You can use it on vegetables, flowers, roses, and all types of trees and shrubs for anything to chews. So that would be the best product.
Well, I don't see any holes in the leaf. It looks like he's probably just sucking the juices, and that's making it brown, and he rolls it up to stay inside.
Are you getting, if you were to touch the leaves, are the leaves feeling sticky or
no.
Are they, no, so the leaves are staying clean.
Yes.
You know what I would do, John? Wait until the lilacs are done blooming. And when they're done blooming, use a product from Bone-Eyed called Tree and Shrub. Now, Tree and Shrub is a systemic, and all you would do is you don't spray the plant. You take a bucket of water, you measure out a gallon, and you put so many teaspoons, and then you just pour it around the lilac tree, and it will be absorbed by the root, and it will climb up the plant. If you were doing a tree, for example, it'll go up 75 feet. And what's nice is it will protect that plant for the entire year from spring until fall. And that would be the best way to go after this insect.
Yeah, I've used systemics before, aphids on maple trees and whatever, so I know how they work.
Yep.
Okay, Bone-Eyed Tree and Shrub. The next
right.
question is the Christmas cactus, it never blooms. This year, mid-October, I put it in room upstairs. It gets the least use. Basically, it's dark at night. It's in a south-facing window, but it doesn't get really direct sunlight because of the trees. It was repotted maybe 5-8 years ago. When I water it when it feels dry, and I'll put a little bit of fertilizer in it frequently, not every time. The plant is probably about 60 years old, but it's not large because every time we move, something breaks off, so it's only about 18 inches. What do you suggest on this?
Okay. The secret with Christmas cactus blooming is two things. Short days, so they start to bloom anytime after October, early November, right up until April. So you need short days, number one. And number two is cool temperatures. So if you take that Christmas cactus, you put it in a room where when it gets dark outside, it's going to stay dark without lights coming on. It will grow, but it won't flower. So what you need to do is put it in a room that's cool, or what I do is I put all my houseplants outside for the summer. And I take everything in except for a few plants when the kids go back to school. So the plants that stay outside would be a holiday azalea, because I don't want it to bloom early in the year. I will take the Christmas cactus, And I will leave that on my porch until the weatherman says a chance of a frost. And I try and keep it on the cool side. And if you give it cool and short days, it will bloom for you. My Aunt Ruth owned a four-unit, two-story building. And in the hallway, there was basically no heat. It didn't freeze, but it stayed cool. And she kept her Christmas cactus in the hallway on the second floor, and it bloomed twice a year for her.
The plant does get new leaves, so it is growing. No light is absolute darkness or a little bit of light coming in from, say, porch light.
If you have a porch light and it stays on all night long, it's going to change that day from a short day to a long day, and it will not change the hormones from vegetative growth to flowering growth.
All right. Well, my wife likes to keep the light on. I just assume have it pitch black so I can look at the stars.
Yeah, just move it to a different room, and it will do fine. I had a friend that had some beautiful Christmas cactus, and what she would do is when the kids went back to school in September, she kept bringing it in and out, and then when it really got cold, she would put it in her basement right in front of the basement windows. And they bloomed every single year. Once she saw buds forming, she brought it upstairs, kept it in her living room. It came into bloom, and she had a beautiful bloom on it. And then when it finished, back into the basement, and it would reflower again because it was right in front of the basement windows. Plenty of light, but it was cool, and it stayed dark.
Okay, third question is what I assume is rust on my gooseberries and my red currants. I saw something, it'll end up taking off all the leaves, but in the spring it seems to bud again. I read something about putting baking soda around it to change the pH, and that would kill the spores.
The best thing for you to do is in the fall when all the leaves are off the plant, either rake them and get them out of there, or if you have a leaf blower, blow everything out of there. Because what happens is when that leaf falls with the rust on it, it has spores. The leaves fall, they lay on the ground. When the weather conditions get right, the spores wake up. And they become like a little hot air balloon. They rise with the temperature. They'll stick to the new foliage. And now you've got the problem again. But there are fungicides that will take care of rust. And what I do with plants that get rust, and for example, hollyhocks, they get rust. Unbelievable. Those great big leaves, it looks like blisters on the bottom. And if you take your hand and you rub the underside of your hollyhock, your fingers will turn that coppery brown color. So what I do is, in the spring, I make sure everything is cut right down to the ground. I rake it clean, and then I put an inch of bark mulch. And if there are any spores on the ground, I've covered it with the bark mulch. The spores cannot become airborne. They're stuck in the ground, and your disease is a lot less severe. So you just got to keep the old leaves out of there.
Okay. Well, most of the leaves are gone by probably August. They are mulched. I don't remember when I put the mulch on, but I'll put mulch on and when the snow melts and I can get some mulch, and see what that does. I have sprayed them with something. It's a Bonaid something, and I can't remember the name. It's out in the garage.
Yeah, if you're going to spray it, then you want to do it more often, because you've got a really bad problem, and you need to just keep after it and just spray and spray to break the cycle. That's the whole thing, breaking the cycle.
Okay, I will give those a try.
Thank you so much, John. You have a great new year.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay, Nathan, who's up next? Oh, we're coming on a break. When we come back, we'll go right to the next caller. And if you need some help, we've got another 15, 20 minutes that we can take your call. The number here is 855-660-4261. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with John about rust. And John, there is a product, and it was during the break, I was looking through one of my books. And probably the oldest fungicide that we have is called Captan. It's spelled C-A-P-T-A-N. And when I first started working in the garden centers in 1968, Captan was one of the leading fungicides. And looking at through my books quickly, Captan is the only one that lists rust. So when you're at your local garden center, pick up a powder. It's a powder that you mix with water. And you apply that Captan, and that will take care of the rust. But do it often, because it's a tough disease to get rid of, and put covering over the soil and get rid of the old dead leaves. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
Peter in Martha's Vineyard.
Peter from Martha's Vineyard, good morning. How can we help you out today? And Happy New Year's.
Same to you. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Peter.
Without going into the whole backstory, my question is about a jade tree. The tree is about 40 years old, two and a half inch diameter, trunk about 3 feet tall.
Wow.
I transplanted it this summer into a 21 inch pot, 21 by 17 deep. Changed its location slightly, and I believe that I overwatered it for a short period of time. So you know what happens when you overwater these things, and a limb down at the base got very spongy, Finally, it was not salvageable, and I had to cut it off. However, some sort of a, I guess, a fungus or a mold been created at the wound, and the wound just kept getting worse and worse. I tried a peroxide mixture to try to stop it. I tried light and heat on it, but finally last night it gave in. And the tree broke in half.
Okay.
So my thought is dig the root ball out, get fresh soil. I've already cut the tree, cut away the what I consider to be the rotten part.
Yep.
And if I thin out the top to, you know, so it doesn't keep feeding the top of the tree, and prop it up in a pot again, that it will re-root. I just want a confirmation and advice from you.
It will root very, very easily. When I was working in Massachusetts, I was running the garden center and the greenhouses. And in the midsummer, as we got into July, we had a couple of greenhouses that we grew geraniums in. They were all empty. And I would bring in a lot of tropical plants that I could root and have ready to sell in the fall and winter. And I would buy in from California cuttings of jade plants that would range 12 to 18 inches tall. And they had no roots on them. So what you're going to do, where it rotted, just keep cutting until you hit nice, solid, firm tissue. So get all that rot out. Get yourself a little tinfoil package of rooting powder at your local nursery or garden center. Dip where you made the fresh cut into the rooting powder. Shake off the excess. Get some fresh potting soil and just put that cutting or two cuttings or three cuttings to create a nice looking plant. Firm it in place. And if you can pick up that Espoma potting soil with the beneficial microbes, that will help in that rooting process even quicker. But as I said, I used to get pieces 18 inches long, not a root on it. I would make a fresh cut, dip it in the rooting powder, stick it into a pot, and then I would put a bamboo stick to hold it upright, and they all rooted. So you should be able to do that with no problem at all. Just wash the pot, put in fresh soil, stick one or two or three cuttings to create a nice-looking plant, stake it, and you're ready to go.
Have a great day.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.